Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Truth Social, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Getter, Tumblr, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And you can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post: Credulity, Choices, and Consequences. Just because you live in America doesn't mean you really know what is the real truth or what is true. Do not miss this post: Goodness of the Lord in the Land of the Living. Goodness of the Lord in the Land of the Living, a great phrase. It is one that many might mistake for those living in America with no threat of violence or trouble against a believer in our Lord. In the latest post on warn-usa.com, do not miss this post: Gospel, Mission, Faith, and Testimony of Jesus Christ on Classic Warn Radio. Gospel, Mission, Faith, and Testimony treks through cyberspace to bring you Christianity's cost, miraculous deliverance, and people who have experienced the front lines of death and walked away. Do not miss this post: We Die Too, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 40 on Battle Lines. While giving credence to God lightly in the temple, their blasphemies and sins are egregious. Yet God seeks to bring them back to Him. They honor Him with their lips, but deny Him in their actions. Their hearts are far from Him. Do not miss this post: Revolutionary Revelation, Redemptive Inheritance of the Saints, Part 2. Revolutionary Revelation is Part 2 of our series, Redemptive Inheritance of the Saints, a Classic Warn Radio episode. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by The Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? So be sure to get your copy of that. You can get it by going to danaglennsmith.com. And also sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter on Dana Glenn Smith, and you can visit our Christian bookstore and resource shop where we feature The Rising, of course, and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another Friday. Yay. Wet, soggy, high humidity, thunderstorm of the century last night. I've endured a lot of thunder and lightning and rainstorms here, but this was number one. We got 4 days of this stuff. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but last night the weather didn't even show that it was coming. There was no warning. Don't know why. They usually always are irritating. Let us know about everything. Now the one that was really bad, and this was bad. So they've issued flood watches. And of course, living near mountains, you come to find out that it's not the rain near that hurts you, it's the rain that's far. Because it falls up in the upper portions of the mountains and drains down. So it comes through the gullies, the floods, the rivers, and it's very dangerous. Now we got a river over here a little more than a stone's throw. I mean, it's just right here. But I can't toss a stone that far. They say a stone's throw. But it's close. And I haven't seen it today, but it can handle a lot of water. So at any rate, that's our story. It causes electrical problems and a few other things. But finally shut off. I think it was about 2 in the morning when it finally quieted down. And today it's a lot cooler. It's been really, really hot here. It's like, it reminds me of a monsoon rain. If you live in India and some of those places, yeah, you would be used to this. I'm not used to it. You know, where we're at, we live in a semi-arid state. Speaking of semi-arid, I think of Washington, D.C. and all the stuff they're trying to do up there. And I noticed that Biden's approval rating went up and they found a way to get it to go up. It's 30, 40%, 38%. Are you talking about the same Joe Biden that I see up there? People approve of it. Meanwhile, they're rejoicing that Trump and his Mar-a-Lago got invaded by the FBI. Who is corrupt? The Lisa Page and all this other stuff, that's FBI. They're corrupt. The DOJ is corrupt. They want to be just like China, though, the CCP and enforcing everything. So I don't know. It's just one of those things. I told people a long time ago that they would try to come after Trump before the election. And I've said it all along. And it's not that I'm smart, but there's certain things I know. And certain things I know because of the Spirit of God. And because of the gift that I've been given. I know these things. That's why I've been warning America for so long. You know today's topic? It always works out this way. Strong delusion. You're in the segment which I affectionately call Fruits and Nuts. because America's filled with them. Now, I like fruits and nuts of the vegetable kind, you know. But we really do have a lot of fruits and nuts out there. Strong delusion. In these evil times, you mean evil? Yes, I do. Of the end of days, do you mean end of days? Yes, last days, end of days, apocalyptic, prophetic, revelation. 2 Thessalonians, Peter, you know, they all talk about trouble and the end of days. Peter was waxing really strong in his epistle. He says, seeing that the world is going to be consumed by fire, you know, you ought to behave better than that. Think about what you're doing because the world's going to end. They literally believe that. So in the middle of all this, plethora of baloney. And there's baloney everywhere. People today are just straight up and down nuts. And it's not simple as having mom and dad and Sissy and Bubba. Oh, no. Bubba has curls. He has women's breasts, but he still has a penis. Sissy's got a beard now, cut her hair, removed her breast, and she's Bubba Jr. Or we might be non-gender totally. How does that work? Did you remove every part, and are you totally non-gender? No. But that's what I identify with. And some states are really going to the point that, you know, even companies, you got to call them that. Or else, even the Biden administration wants to pass laws. You know, these people are nuts. So are we in a strong delusion? Well, we're in one big strong delusion that has a plethora, an infinite number of parts, because there's just so much of it. So while we're nurturing our nutsness and our proclivities, the enemies of America are sharpening up their kung fu, judo, Krav Maga skills. Not to mention their missiles and their tanks and their armaments. Getting it ready. We're getting ready to make sure that we have the proper pronouns. The pronouns for this show: end of days, God's judgment, the love of the truth, deception, mystery of iniquity, unrighteousness. But the important one, strong delusion. You know these well. But we're coming to the end of the day of the Lord, this series. Fridays are a little bit different. We have the fruits and nuts segment up for a portion of it, and then we go into the study. It's a little bit lighter, more talk showish. I like 2 Thessalonians 7. I mean all the way through 2 Thessalonians 2. And you know, you've heard of this, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Lying wonders. Remember that. with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. They've been deceived. And with every ounce of that deception, there's that unrighteousness that's involved in it. This unrighteousness is carried. You can call them carriers. Just like you have someone that might be a carrier of smallpox. Well, these are carriers of deception and unrighteousness, deceivableness. And they're that way because when you reject the truth, the only thing you have is a lie. And because America has so effectively rejected the truth, and you could also add in the churches are silent. They continue to go to church, everybody. But that's about it. Now, meanwhile, your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. Now, we can take the ones in Nigeria, we can take the ones in Pakistan and India. But Nigeria is where they will go out and preach, knowing full well they may not come home that day. Because for them to get the gospel out to those who don't know it is the most important thing in the world. Because most of them, there's a lot of them, are ex-Muslim. And once you had the deception and you came to the knowledge of the truth, you've been changed. Now see, we're in a society that knew the truth in the beginning. Now today we deny it. We reject it. Or we dilute it. So there's delusion, and there's the diluting of the gospel. And it says, and for this cause, because of the unrighteousness, the deceit, and the fact that they've rejected the gospel, the love of the truth, for God so loved the world, that's the classic one, John 3:16. They rejected it. They received it not. And because of that, they're not going to be saved. It's not going to be okay. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And that's exactly what he did according to Isaiah. I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not answer. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And we are a nation that has pleasure in unrighteousness. And you can look at the way the Democrats in their political realm act. Now, they're not all like that. But there's some mighty leaders in the Democratic Party that are corrupt to the core. And there's some in the Republican Party. God is going to judge every level of authority as well. Revelation 11:18, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints and to them that fear thy name small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. The Lord will destroy those who have destroyed the earth. But you note in this verse, the nations were angry, and God's wrath had come. They're angry. They didn't believe in God or didn't believe that he would ever judge. Didn't believe, wouldn't receive the truth that they needed to repent. So they're angry. The wrath has come. And so the time of the dead, that time when all souls stand before God in the great white throne judgment. But at the same time, he's going to give reward to those who feared his name and followed him and repented. And you find that a lot with God, bringing judgment while at the same time bringing redemption. We are in Isaiah in a long study, and we've been studying about God calling Cyrus out, defeating Babylon, and setting his people free after 70 years in captivity. See, in that aspect, there's judgment that comes, and at the same time, there's redemption. Peter talks about the same thing, that God is able to deliver his people in the midst of judgment. And you find that is a solid principle. So Christian, you need to understand, you know, we are on the front row right here. And we see what's going on. And yes, they're going to have a day when they're going to have their dark one up there. And they're going to be celebrating because they're going to be at the top of their game. That's the fullness of iniquity. And he will be allowed to stew and mature in his wickedness and relish in his wickedness for a short while. And then Christ will come and put it to an end. That's guaranteed. I think one of the biggest things that we have a misconception in America is blood guilt. Now, I call this the judgment of the blood, because America and many of the nations have blood on their hands. They're going to have. And there's going to be severe penalties for places like North Korea, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, India, even America. Because we spill blood by killing the innocent babies. It's called blood guilt. I've got some major studies on it on our website at warren-usa.com. You want to find out more, go over there. Go up in the nav bar and look for it. It's up there. The wrath of God giving blood to drink to those in the earth. These in the earth have shed the blood of saints and the prophets among everyone else that dies. So in Revelation 16, it describes it like this, 1 through 7. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." Now see, this literally says wrath of God. This is that part of the tribulation that we call and specify the wrath of God. This is on the wicked. Now, the righteous aren't here. And if they are here, they're sealed, and these judgments won't affect them. And so they're pouring out the vials now. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. Now that's a good look at the judgment of the blood. Worldwide. Everywhere. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Now see, the thing of it is, they will go through this judgment of the blood, and they're going to die in the process. But the real tragedy will be is when they are in their spirit, and they will be cast into hell. The final place is the lake of fire. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And to the generations in America of young women, and I've heard them on social media, I want to go out and get pregnant. Then I'm going to poop out a baby and I'm going to kill him. That's murder. States like California and others are trying to legalize abortion to 24 months after birth. This is infanticide. This is blood guilt. Killing the innocent of the innocent. America, you will suffer. And those states that embrace that will be hurt the worst. Because that's the way God judges. And you mark my words. This is the word of God. And I'm telling you that those who do such things in this nation will be judged harshly. Those governments, those judges, those leaders, those politicians that encourage this blood guilt, they will suffer the worst. Of course, the devil loves this. But you know, the real one that we need to discuss is Mystery Babylon, which is a spirit, which is a whore. You will always find a lot of referral in the feminine. The mother of harlots. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Because the ultimate goal is to get rid of the saints. Of course, she's responsible for the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. There's the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, which are also saints, but they're now martyrs. And this is the spirit that has the cup of abominations. And you see, there's one thing about it. This mother of harlots provides a custom service. To America, the abominations are one thing. To Iran, or some other Muslim nation, they're entirely different. They're still abominations. Because you won't see Iran embracing a lot of the nonsense that is happening in America. Now see, we were a republic, but since we've been living as a democracy, democracies, and even our forefathers saw this, are given over to licentiousness and every kind of evil. So our own undoing and downfall is in process right now. Now you hear stories of great revivals. The bottom line of it is that America is not repentant. Having a localized revival, or having some guy going around singing songs, and they raise their hands, and they're going to be better. That's not a revival. It's been so long since we've had a true revival, nobody even knows what they are. That's where people agonize over their sins, repent of their sins, and we've had those revivals in America before, but we have generations of Americans that aren't repentant. We've got churches that teach the wrong thing, that are part of the whore, filled with demons. This is the truth. And it's not as if the other nations have no sins. There's plenty to go around. But Mystery Babylon, you know, she has abominations for North Korea. Totally different than America. Same thing with Communist China. Because this is a spirit that is the source of every abomination and lie there is. Revelation 18:21-24. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers, musicians, of pipers, and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of earth, for by thy sorceries were the nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. This spirit that is in Mystery Babylon is responsible for the blood of the prophets and saints and of all those that were slain upon the earth. This is a spirit that wants to kill people. And she does it through deception. This all describes the judgment of the blood. And of course, some of your more civilized theologians won't even think about it. Or they'll downplay it. Revelation 19, 1 through 9. Now this is where we celebrate. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. It's over. And they say, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. You will face the vengeance of the Lord. When you shed innocent blood, this one is specific because Mystery Babylon targeted the servants of God. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as a voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Now whether you want to believe it, that's up to you. Whether you want to receive anything concerning blood guilt, that's up to you. You have a choice. Read Revelation 22. I'll give you a couple of hints. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. Now it has a couple of other comparisons in that verse that you're going to be looking for in Revelation 22. For I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. So when you work on the street in America today, and you protest, you know, you can protest in America, but some of these take it too far. We have Antifa and BLM that protests turn into rioting and burning and pillaging and murder. Right now, America is being brought down by generations of Americans that are blinded, that are proud, and they won't listen. It's being brought down by corrupt politicians, by politics itself, and by our own law forces, our enforcement. Because many times, the only true law enforcement officer you can trust is the local sheriff. But those who are up in government, you cannot trust, because they're part of the problem. And that's just in America. You add all the other nations, you know, we call them the Stasi. Philippians 4:3, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world, the worshiping the beast. Revelation 17:8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. It's evident by those scriptures and many others that there is a book of life. And you get your name there through Yahshua, Jesus. John chapter 1 said he went to his own and they received him not. But to as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. John 3 says you must be born again of the Spirit. 1 John chapter 1 says we need to walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have fellowship one with another. And see, the other important thing is, during all of this, God knows those who are his. 2 Timothy 2:19 through 21 says that, but I'm just going to read verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now you see, the thing of it is, you can ask yourself, how bad can it get? For that I refer you to another apocalyptic chapter, Isaiah chapter 24. Isaiah 24:17, fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. Verse 18, and it shall come to pass that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall in the pit, and he that comes up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. Now Luke 21, when speaking of this apocalyptic time, verse 35 and 36 says, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now that particular verse 36 is one that I pray all the time, and I've told many, many people over these years, you need to pray that for yourself. Put yourself in it and personalize that verse and use it as a prayer for you and your family. And so you could come up with the obvious reason. Is God just a mad, angry God? No, he's not. But your sins have separated you from your God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your sins have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Jeremiah 5:23-25. You know, the blessings. Your iniquities have stopped those. The Lord in John 8:24 spoke to the Jews and said flatly, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, and you shall die in your sins. 1 John 2:12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. See, there's no reason for people to die and go to heaven. Now, people are going to die because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, a judgment. Anybody that's born in the fleshly body, and that's the only way they're born, you're going to be, you know, subject. Because the minute you're born, you're heading toward your death. You have a certain time on earth to live and to repent. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. See, you're going to die in this body. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be whatever. But whatever you do in this body, you're going to pay for. And through Christ, your sins are atoned for by his work on the cross. But people over all these years in America, we've had generations upon thousands, tens of thousands of generations in America that have heard the gospel. Now today, we're at a point where we're in the generations of Americans that don't want the gospel. Instead, they seek after Satanism, dark, black magic, and other things. All those things will bring the wrath of God. But today, you can repent because we're not at the end of the world. God is still giving you time. You know, that's why the apostles, on the day of Pentecost, and they were, you know, Peter gave a speech, Acts 3:19, he said, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Repent, be converted, follow the Lord. Colossians 2:13, Paul puts it this way, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. See, so when we go through the day of the Lord and we cover all these things, we're bringing you to a point to let you see that this is real. You don't have to lose hope now, because there's still time. God is calling you out from your sins. But you're going to have to seek him with all your heart. You can't have one foot in hell and the other foot in heaven. And he will make a way for you. So the biggest thing is, okay, so if I do that, where is my focus? Well, number one is being converted, coming to him, repenting, seeking his face, find a good fellowship of believers. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." It takes everything. Hosea 10:12, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you." In other words, when you're repenting, make sure you're truly repenting. You know, when we talk about break up the fallow ground, break up that ground that hasn't been plowed for a while in your heart. You need to seek out every area. You need to repent of everything. You need to invite the Lord in to clean your heart and everything, your soul, your mind, your spirit. Zephaniah 2:3 says, "Seek the Lord, O ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." That's the day of the Lord. Yeah, you want to be hid there in Christ. Acts 15:17, "That the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things." Acts 17:27, "That they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not very far from every one of us." So when does a blessing become a curse? When that nation or people follow iniquity that is so grievous that God has no choice but to judge them. Is there a point when God tells a prophet or someone not to pray for them? The example we have is in Jeremiah, when he was told not to pray for this people. And that's why it's imperative today for you to understand this. This is part 18 of the governor of the nations. He's the governor of the nations, the holder of all souls, the father of all spirits. Jesus, Yahshua, calls himself the Almighty in Revelation 1. And in Revelation 22, he says he comes again and his reward is with him to give to every man according as his work shall be. No man lives unto himself, and no man dies unto himself. And the thing of it is, God is always there. I'm asking you today to consider the state of your soul and your spirit before God. If you're a Christian, rededicate your life to him. Seek him more fervently. Fast and pray. Look to him. If you're not a Christian, you need to repent and come to him. There's no other way that you're going to get to heaven. John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." The Lord's own words. Don't allow the philosophies of men, the deceivers of men, and other religions to try to convince you otherwise. There's only one way. And at the sound of my voice saying that, you have heard the truth. and this is an eternal truth. When you stand before God, there will be witnesses there that can testify exactly who you are. You see, even in the law, it said, let every word be established by two or three witnesses. But these weren't to be false witnesses like we have today. Liars. You see, the J6 committee has Schiff on it. He openly admitted to lying on that very same committee when he was leading the investigations concerning Trump. He lied. And he laughed about it. He didn't care that he lied. Now he's back on there. He's on this one. And we have numerous Democrats like that. They will pay for that. God knows when a nation is immoral. And he gives that nation time to repent. But a nation can be immoral. But many of the people in it can be redeemed. The nations of men are going to go down. There's only going to be one nation, one kingdom, through Yahshua. He's the only one. His kingdom and the Father's kingdom. Father, thank you for this word. Bless those that hear this word whenever they do. Help them to get into all the study. You can go to our websites. Lord, move on their hearts. Draw them to yourself. May they repent. May they find you. May they escape the wrath to come. Lord, you know them, you see them, you know who they are. I put them in your hands. Save them, O Lord, and redeem them. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness, from the teaching, preaching, streaming, and receiving of this word and of this study, Governor of the Nations. And in Jesus' name, I bind you from every episode, every word, every syllable of this study, and from our websites, and from everything connected to that, you are bound in Jesus' name. I loose the spirit of grace and truth upon those who come. Save them, Father. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Also, check out my book, The Rising, by Dana Glenn Smith. Get a copy of it, read it, and let me know what you think. Take care of yourself. Be blessed. May the Lord watch over you and keep you. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.